Why healing ourselves will heal our planet. Lately, it feels like the world is imploding. The aggressive coronavirus has been spreading like a ferocious wildfire, leaving a trail of destruction and chaos wherever it goes. As a species, we're facing a cataclysmic war, not between humans, but between humans and nature. Eerily quiet streets around the world are peppered with worried pedestrians, some masked, others with scarves tied securely around their mouths. The shutters of restaurants and stores, usually bustling with life, are closed. The sights are chillingly reminiscent of a place at war. Home is a refuge from the panic and tension so palpable in the air. Part of me wonders if this is Earth's way of getting our attention. Maybe it's the wake-up call we need for what we should have addressed a long time ago. A pandemic of this magnitude brings us to our knees. It makes us see just how vulnerable and dependent we are on the resources of our planet. Resources we've been collectively taking for granted. As a materialistic society, we've adopted the belief that more is better. As our capacity to produce more has increased through advances in technology and science, so too has our greed. The result is not only an abuse of the body and mind but also a disruption of the ecological balance of the planet caused by industries producing the products we desire. Climate change, global warming, waste disposal, water, and air pollution are the fallout. As we progress as a society, we have forgotten our responsibility to the environment. However, indigenous cultures, which represent 5% of the world's population, still have this awareness. In Maori culture, humans are considered equal to, and at one with, the sea, rivers, and land. This idea is reflected in the Maori word, kaitiakitanga. It means guarding the environment to ensure its longevity for future generations. People in the industrial world could certainly borrow a page from this group if we dare to heal our planet. Global chaos is a reflection of what is going on within us, according to many experts and scholars. Psychologist Carl Jung once said, "If things go wrong in the world, something is wrong with me. Therefore, if I am sensible, I shall put myself right first." Spiritual teacher, Caroline Miss, calls this a holy mystic and biology law. She says, "It is not happening around us. It is happening through us, in us and because of us. It's time we start perceiving our capacity to co-create, for the truth is, what is in one is indeed in the whole. We can heal this planet, one person at a time. And it starts with us." What Miss is saying is that the relationship we have with our planet invariably is a reflection of the relationship we have with ourselves. The ailing consciousness of planet Earth is a reflection of our ailing inner state. Just as the forest is green if each individual tree is green, the healing our planet needs can only take place when we awaken to a higher state of consciousness and become good stewards of our planet's resources. We have an unprecedented opportunity to raise our vibration, to transform not only Earth but the consciousness of every person on the planet in a profound and lasting way. What we'll discover is that ongoing awareness is the solution. As each of us experiences the power of awareness within by healing wounds and conflicts in our mind, body, and spirit, we'll heal the planet. Here are four things you can do during this time of confinement to raise your vibration and heal our planet. 1. Work on creative projects or learn a new skill. Remember that book you've always wanted to write or that masterclass in which you've always wanted to enroll. You now have a chance to finally take on those tasks and give them your full attention. Take pleasure in the opportunity to learn, grow, and express your creative gifts. Being in a state of creative flow will bring out your best. 2. Spend quality time with your loved ones. When life gets too busy, we tend to neglect our most important relationships. Now that you're under the same roof for long stretches of time, you can schedule fun activities to do with your loved ones, or just take the time to engage in quality conversation. You can deepen your connection with your partner, kids, parents, or reconnect virtually with friends whom you haven't talked to in a while. 3. Engage your inner world. Even though there's chaos around you, you don't have to let disrupt the tranquility and stillness of your inner space. In the quietness of your home, you can engage your inner world by journaling, meditating, or simply relaxing. Perhaps you have been neglecting your emotional, spiritual, or physical needs when you were busy in the outside world. Now you can listen to your body and what it needs to feel balanced and whole. 4. Plan your next steps. You'll find that during this time, many desires will bubble up to the surface of your consciousness. The activities you took for granted, like swimming in the sea, going out to your favorite restaurant, or traveling to an exotic location will all look much more appealing now that you can't do them. Maybe your desires are related to your career, networking at a particular conference, or conducting a workshop. Whatever it is you're dreaming about, write it down and look forward to doing them with positive anticipation. Healing our planet is part of the evolution of human consciousness. What we see in the outside world is a direct reflection of what's going on inside us. If we want to see love, peace, and harmony, we need to cultivate it in our hearts collectively. We need to believe and respect that every entity in our environment, including rocks, animals, and trees, have spirits pulsating with life. All my best on your journey. Celine.